Friends, sometimes we fail to grasp true hope in God. Can we lose hope? Let's think about that today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and greetings to all of you. Thank you once again for joining us for the International Gospel Hour broadcast. Some of you are listening to us over the air radio or through internet. Some may be listening to us through podcast options. Wherever you're listening to us, you keep listening to us right there. And we appreciate each and every opportunity to come to you and to study the Word of God. The title today of our lesson is part two of a study titled, Our Hope is Lost. Once again, I wish to read from Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews, or muscles, if you will, on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Again, friends, the vision of Ezekiel is seeing a valley of dried up bones, and to where Israel was saying they had no hope. Now, we know that Israel did return. We learn of that of the prophets through Ezra and also through Nehemiah. But with our lesson text from Ezekiel 37:11, we will ask the question once again, is there a time when hope is lost? Well, in a general sense, the answer is a strong no. But friends, can you believe a person will turn from true hope? Strange, isn't it? In our earlier broadcast, we noted the biblical definition of hope, that is, true hope, that is affirmed in the one who is obedient to Christ, for in him is hope. Friends, our hope is not lost when one is obedient to Christ. When one fails to obey the gospel of Christ, there is no hope for that individual. How can one turn from the hope that is in Christ is absolutely astounding. Now, take Israel of old. When they were following God, they had hope. When they turned away from God, they had no hope. They even acknowledged that they had no hope. But friends, an individual that will turn to Christ has true hope. Yes, friends, hope is always there. Maybe it's our choice. I would say it is. Friends, we'll continue this study in just a moment, but first, a few words from our J-Web.
Streaming television content is quickly growing, and with that said, check out our friends at World Video Bible School. Their website is wvbs.org. Between listening to us here at International Gospel Hour, check out over 2,400 videos and get this, enroll in their online school and work at your own pace absolutely free. That's wvbs.org. Again, that's wvbs.org.
Friends, our hope is lost when we refuse to listen to God. I mean, His hope for us is there and we refuse to listen to it? God forbid. Seeing God so loved the world, as we note from John 3:16, we know with love there is always hope, for love hopes all things, 1 Corinthians 13:7. But friend, if you refuse the hope of God, well, you're no different than an alien or a stranger, and you are without God. Allow Paul to answer that in Ephesians 2, verse 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That phrase without God in the original language would also refer to one, an atheist. You have no God. You don't believe. You will not allow your faith to respond, what little faith you have. You have no hope. The Ephesians were living without hope, but now they were individuals that had hope. Paul said, look at how you lived. There was no hope, but now you have hope. As a matter of fact, later, Paul tells them in Ephesians 4 and verse 4, there is one hope. Now, friends, when you look at all the other ones that surround it in verses 4 through 6, you see the strength and the hope that is in Christ. For example, there is one body. Well, that's the church. The one church of which Christ is the head, Ephesians 1, 22, and 23. There is hope when one is in the church. Let no man deceive you. Well, the church doesn't save you. The church is the saved. Christ will save the church, Ephesians 5, 23 through 25. There is one spirit. Well, the spirit in which there is life through the word, John 6, verses 66 through 69. And an interceding aid to the Christian, Romans 8, 26 and following. The times of refreshing that is granted, Acts 3, verse 19. There is hope there. There is one Lord through His death. There is hope for the entire world. He paid the price to save man, John 3:16. And when we are in Christ, we embrace that one Lord, the one faith. That is the gospel system to which we are to obey, as they did in Acts 6 and verse 7. The faith that we earnestly contend for, Jude verse 3. There is one baptism, the saving element, friends, that washes sins away, Acts 22:16. That remits them, Acts 2 verse 38, will make one new, Romans 6 and verse 4. Through one's faith and baptism, one is saved. And oh, what great hope. Mark 16:16. To conclude the seven ones in Ephesians 4, 4 through 6, there is one God and Father of all, above all, through all, and in all. Oh, what blessed hope. So, no, friends, our hope is not lost according to God. Now, it might be lost according to us, and that's something we can change and something we must change. We must listen to God and obey His word to have hope in Him. Friends, we've probably given you a lot to think about. When we look at our hope is lost, keep in mind the context when these dry bones of the house of Israel would say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. But the answer was, God will come back to you. You've got to come to Him. Friends, if you do not have a certain solid hope in Christ, our prayer is you work toward that end. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a little extra time today. First, I'm going to defer to our J-Web, and he's going to tell you a little bit about our online study of the Bible. Then I'm going to come back and tell you about a Bible course you can have by mail. Here is our J-Web.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour has sent you.
Friends, when we talk about studying the Bible, again, we have the online study of the Bible, yes we do, through World Video Bible School. But we also realize that many of you may listen to our broadcast that do not have internet or online capabilities. Well, we have a Bible study that we will mail to your house absolutely free. We'll cover the postage, and we'll mail that to you and let you give it a try. Now, all you have to do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say home study. That's all you need to do. Now, you may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. You can click on the contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study. Now, we offer an online study. We also offer a home study, home Bible course. Of course, we offer other reading materials. We offer things online that we share with you from time to time on each program. But we always encourage good Bible study in between broadcasts, and we hope that we'll give you something that you can use as you listen to us from time to time. Let us know how we can help you in your pursuit of the Word of God. If there is a local Church of Christ you would love to find, please reach out to us and we will do our best to help you in that regard as well. Here at International Gospel Hour, we've been on the air since 1934. Friends, we have quite a bit of longevity, and we've helped many an individual come to the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to His will. And if we can help you in any way, please let us hear from you. We appreciate you tuning in to our broadcast. Regardless where you may be listening to us, we're thankful you've chosen to listen to International Gospel Hour. Please let your friends know about us, and we'll continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.